But first, we turn to some more alarming news about the levels of Lake Mead. Even though the monsoon season has begun, Lake Mead is nearing record low levels. Water officials in the Southwest predict the lake's levels will drop to lows not seen since the construction of Hoover Dam some 80 years ago. If the drought continues, there's a danger that the lake could drop below the 1,075-foot elevation, which could leave Nevada and Arizona in a precarious situation. Joining us now is Rose Davis. She's a spokesperson for the Lower Colorado region with the Bureau of Reclamation. Rose Davis, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for asking me here.
All right. Well, this week we've been seeing rain come into the area, but that, as I understand it, is not going to solve this problem. Help us understand a little more about why.
Well, the rain clearly is nice, but it's a really, really big lake, as you can imagine, so that really doesn't make much of a dent. What we've got is the results of 15 years of drought and seeing the water levels continue to drop without decent snowpack to fill it up every year. We did have one good year in 2011 where we had 138% of average snowpack, and it brought Lake Mead up 50 feet, but the last 2 years have been something like 43 and 47%. It's just not enough to bring the lake up and still maintain our deliveries.
Okay, maybe on the 10-point scale, with 10 being absolutely dire, where are we at this point with the dropping lake levels?
I think right now we're probably at a 7. We do anticipate 95% of average runoff. We're going to get a little more water from Lake Powell this next year. We will be able to make our full deliveries to Arizona, Nevada, and California this next year in 2015. By 2016, there's a 23% chance that we may dip below that 1075, and that would be an elevation reading in January of 2016, which would be the trigger point for a shortage declaration. Mm.
And it's, as I understand it, it's already predicted that Lake Mead is soon going to drop, maybe later this year, drop below 1080. So we are really, really precariously close to that 1075 mark. And this is the lowest on record. What does this mean for Las Vegas residents and businesses?
Well, the Southern Nevada Water Authority and the Nevada State Board of Water Resources, we've all been working together and talking about this. You don't go through 15 years of drought without getting to the table a lot. So I think that Las Vegas and Valley residents and Clark County residents like myself, we are all going to have to just be a little more top of the mind when it comes to our water use.
Is there any kind of concern that with all these reports of dropping levels, that the increase in the size of the bathtub ring, that people are getting kind of fatigued by all this, so many gloom and doom reports?
Well, I hope they're not getting fatigued because it really matters that people care. I mean, we're only going to get through this with the kind of people that think up the reuse and recycle with water technologies and the kind of people that are very conscious about what they've got in their yards and how they use their dishwashers and washing machines. And I know that sounds small, but on a cumulative community statewide level, it can really add up. I think that, you know, we are continuing to see that ring, and it does kind of look old, but it still really matters.
Yeah. Now, if the lake levels do drop below that 1075 mark, as you noted, Arizona and Nevada are going to experience some pretty significant cuts. So what are we talking about there? What happens to Nevadans' water if we reach that level in a couple of years?
Under the first level of shortage after it's declared, Arizona's allocation would be reduced by 320,000 acre feet. Nevada's would be reduced by 13,300 acre feet. And the combined reduction is about 4% of the total normal allocations in the lower basin.
So what is the worst case scenario within the next decade that seems realistic to you?
Well, I think that we've got a 23% chance of hitting shortage in 2016, and that rises to 50% in 2017. So we never stop doing the snow dance here. And I know that may sound flippant. I don't mean it that way. We just are very concerned that we start getting some good inflows to bring the lakes back up.
Rose Davis is spokesperson for the Lower Colorado region with Reclamation. Rose Davis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.